want Dad?
If Tom doesn't want to see us or talk to us for a while, that's his affair. You shouldn't think about it.
Are you promising you won't?
Tom's my son. Yes, I will. But you're my life, you bastard. It's time you went to bed.
Sento, prego il conto. Their bill, please. Very nice of you to say so. The bastard part, I mean.
They kissed, leaning on the rail of a vaporetto that took them back to the Lido, as if they were lovers who had just met, and who were dreaming of what was already true, that they could be together all night, and do whatever they wanted to do, and be together again the next day. They kissed until it hurt her jaw, and she leaned back and gasped and smiled.
You used to be quite a kisser.
You're all smudged.
Mm, you too. Shouldn't you?
25 years.
Jesus.
And you haven't changed, except for the better.
What's the expression? Schmoozer, could it be? Because that's what you are.
No, I'm not really Jewish, you know. I just told you I was.
I know. But I'll still go to bed with you. Probably.
Lido. Fine del corso, Lido.
Signor Morris, there's a message for you, signore.
Damn.
Liar. You love messages.
It's only from Mike. Might have guessed. He wants me to call him. Urgently. You think I'm going to, don't you?
Don't you think you should?
You go on holiday and you tell them you don't want them to call you unless it's really urgent. They always do, and it never is.
You better call him.
Tom always used to cry or come in when we were making love, you remember?
Like anything. I was always ashamed of how annoyed I was when he did. I love these old moaning lifts. I bet they replace it any minute now.
Yeah.
I want to warn you about something.
And I want to warn you. If you've got the curse, I shall kill you.
If you call Mike after we've made love, we are not going to make love.
I have a logical objection to that.
I knew you would when I said it.
I never got his message, did I? I will not phone him tonight, promise.
Senta, prego, ritenente il ascensore, per cortesia, if you don't mind.
Oh, my God.
Ho, 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 I don't believe it. Adam, how are you?
Bruno Laszlo, who had produced the woman in question for which Adam had won an Oscar, had the rumpled breathlessness of someone apparently in recovery from missing his last bus.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Holding the lift for you, Bruno, aren't I? What else would I be doing? You remember Barbara, don't you?
Ah, you're here with your wife.
Looks remarkably like her, doesn't it?
This is very lucky for me, Adam. And for you, do you have time for a coffee?
No.
Look, to be totally honest with you...
Bruno, the lift, Bruno.
I have this book. I've optioned almost, you know, and I promise you are the first writer I sort of. Look, how long are you here in Venice?
We may cut it short now we know you are here.
Oh, Barbara, please, I win him the Oscar, and he treats me like I don't know what.
I'll say good night.
Me too. Good night, Bruno.
One minute.
Buona notte.
Oh, look, I give you the book, and you tell me what you think.
I know what I think. It's cheap and nasty, and it has possibilities, unfortunately. It sags a bit in the middle, and the woman needs to be made more interesting. And proactive. Key term.
Oh, you've heard that already. How did you get hold of it?
Bruno.
Tomorrow we talk seriously.
You have probably just blighted my holiday and possibly ruined my marriage.
Wonderful luck. I must say, running into you. I call you in the morning. We have breakfast.
We do not have breakfast.
Oh, you still have some agent?
Same agent, same wife, same Bruno Laszlo. Everything else is different.
Who is it?
It's the plumber.
I don't need a plumber.
Is that the lady at a house?
This isn't a house and I'm not a lady.
Then open a goddamn door, will you? Please, madam. Barbara.